Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now.
Down, so don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry, don't do it. Be happy.
Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this.
Don't worry.
It will soon pass, whatever it is.
Don't worry, be happy.
I'm not worried.
Well, welcome everybody to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle. I want to thank all my listeners from north to south and east to west, and all the ones in Hawaii, the United States, Canada. How you doing, Jim? The ones in the United Kingdom, Iron Moody and Mary Glasgow. Thank you for tuning in as every week, and I want to thank all my listeners like Kevin Obi in Cameroon, Africa, and the ones in Nigeria. I want to thank all my friends in Peru, Pakistan, Australia, Singapore, France, and Iraq. And tell all your friends so more of the globe will know about Unmasked. You know, I'm not going to be really loud because I had four teeth pulled Monday and my mouth is still hurting a lot when I was trying to stretch that jaw. But we got a great show tonight, and this show is going to be one of my good friends from Facebook named Jennifer. I'm not going to tell you her last name, let there be a secret. But anyway, Jennifer has been living for the last 17 years in a haunted house. And before I introduce her, I want to give a shout-out to Felicia Fruwell, one of my co-hosts that's going to school, and she just got an A. Congratulations, baby. I want to say hello to Don Darje, who's dealing with some medical issues himself, and also some friends of mine, Pam Hovey, Kelly Moore, who's lost loved ones, and just everybody out there who need a hug or whatever and some prayers going up on your behalf. And I want to introduce my beautiful co-host who's here with me tonight, Strawberry. How you doing, Strawberry?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm just making it do what it do, man. You know, my face is still swollen all crazy, but that's all right because if I get off of this show tonight, I'm going to lay my honey down and pop a pain pill and say, woo, I needed that. But
you and I both, honey.
Yeah, I know. I want to introduce my beautiful guest, Jennifer. How you doing, sweetheart?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good. You know, and I just got to ask right off the gate. I'm going to let you tell something about yourself. But you know something? You are the strongest woman I know, and the reason I say that because ain't no way on this side of heaven or earth will I be in a house that's haunted for 17 years and know about it. The first time I will hear a chain rattle or some groaning or somebody say, get out, the only thing you'll be seeing is my eyeballs as I'm running away, you know, because it ain't going to happen. I'm just saying. So tell us a little bit about yourself. When did you move into this house that's haunted? And, when did you have your first, you know, appearance from a ghost, and what happened?
I've been living here for 17 years. It's my grandma and grandpa's house. And then when they passed away, it was given to my mom, Jeanette. And when my mom had some health issues, I came to stay over at her house to help her out. I came from Osseo, Minnesota. To live in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, where the house is. It's in a very urban area of the city because Brooklyn Center is like 5 minutes away from Minneapolis.
Right.
And throughout the years, there's been very, very many occurrences. You know, even when my grandma was alive living in this house, there was a poltergeist. And
really?
She left to go to town, and when she came back, all of her doors were locked and she couldn't get in. She used her key for the door, but she couldn't get in. So she had to call my cousin Paul to break a window and crawl through. When she left to go to town, she didn't lock the doors.
Mm-hmm.
But when she came back, the doors were all locked, and she couldn't get in. And she
used her key for it. That your grandmother had some issues when she was living. Okay, but we're going to touch on that. But I first want to ask you, is your mom still living?
Yeah, my mom's still living.
Okay, have she seen any of these ghosts that you've seen?
No, she don't have the ability to see, hear, or feel or hear.
Oh, okay. Then, Jennifer, you're not saying that you actually see them. You're saying that you have the ability.
Yeah, I have. I have seen them. I've heard and felt them here.
Wow. Does that ability scares you, knowing that you can communicate with the dead?
No, because I've had the ability that I was born with. Wow. I was born with the ability. I'm a physical medium and a psychic medium, too.
I didn't know you was a medium. Go on with your bad self.
Wow.
Well, let me ask you this. Since you said you're a medium, oh, Lord. Okay.
Mediums can see, hear, and feel spirits.
Okay, well,
that's where a lot of the info comes from the spirits to the medium.
Okay, well, you hear me in the background saying, cover me with the blood of Christ, you know. Okay, since you are a medium, I didn't know that's what you did. I knew that you was a baker, right? You into baking and stuff like that? Cooking?
Do I buy?
We discussed what before, how you like to cook and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what I was thinking. I thought you was in the bakery.
I worked as a baker for about 10 years.
Okay,
and
I know
not many people
medium.
Know that I'm a medium. I don't just skyrocket it across the sky or anything.
Okay, well, I got this question.
Some people might know, and then other people might not know. I mean, I don't.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, Jennifer, let me ask this question, then let Story ask her question. My question is, I'm not going to tell you anything about what I'm thinking. Tell me what you read when you're reading me, and be honest.
What I'm reading you?
Yes.
You're a very kind, loving person.
That's true.
Easy to talk to.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me something nobody
but,
didn't
but
don't
you're
know
not
about.
You're not passed on, so you know.
Well, do the spirit guys in the background, do they see prosperity and abundance in my future? Do they see husband in my future?
Well, anybody could have that, Terry. They have, you know, anyone could have that.
Mm-hmm.
Being positive in their own life, anyone could have that. That would be my view on it.
Well, that's true.
If people think negative or judgmental in a way, then they probably wouldn't have that. But if you think positive every day and keep telling yourself you will have that, then you might have success in that. And
well, you know, some you're right.
You think in what you want, you might have that.
You know, some you're absolutely right, because at the least, you know, at the minimum, and probably not the least, you know, because I have a strong belief and relationship in Christ, I already know I'm blessed, because God has kept me when I've been down. God has been the only thing there when I was going through stuff. So, you know, the other things, the worldly pleasures and things, that's nice to have, but I have the best treasure of all, a faith system in Christ. So, you know, that's good. But, Strawberry,
I've
got
Catholic.
A question for our guest.
I'm a Catholic and a Christian.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And I've used my faith through good and bad times. Probably why I'm
mm-hmm.
still here.
Yeah. Well, Strawberry, she has a question for you, and then we're going to get back to those occurrences. When did you know you was gifted at what age?
Well, actually, I have two questions for you. First question is, how can you tell how one is thinking or what you see in their future just by talking to that person on the phone? Like, how can you tell? And how would that person know if you are absolutely, accurate?
I'm not. Well, some mediums are that way. They can do that. But I'm more of a spirit medium, where, you know, I've gotten info from spirits, people that have died. Like, for one, okay, the person that came through to me a couple years ago was a child who died by her mother. And I won't say who the child's name is, but
so she was murdered?
She was murdered. Her mom put some poison in what she drank and ate, and the child died. And then the mother wrap the child up in a pool blanket and a laundry bag and put that child in the trunk of her car. And then when the mother couldn't hang on to the child's body anymore, she put it on the side of the road in the wooded area, not far from where her and her grandparents lived, because she lived with her parents. And, you know, that would be the child's grandparents. And and it's a real case because the mediums that worked in the case was Matea and Gail St. John, and they're both mediums. And the spirit came to those two also, and they found the child's body. And there was a case of, you know, this child being found, but yet
the
parent in question lied, and she was set free.
Okay, well, let me ask you this question. At what age?
So I'm more of a spirit medium.
Okay, at what age did you first connect with a spirit?
When I was a young child, when I was 6 going on 7.
Okay, at that age, that didn't freak you out?
No, I felt like it was very normal to me.
Well, have you ever had any bad spirits come at you? Because I know one time I was calling you, and we was doing FaceTime for people who don't know, and I heard you fussing at somebody, and I'm looking on the, you know, on the phone, and I'm saying, who's she fussing at? I don't see nobody. And then you said it was some spirits that you was talking to. So
yeah,
there
is a spirit in the Brooklyn Center house. Her name is Lizette Jodikar. The spirit is saying that her name is Lizette Jodikar, but when I've looked online for a Lizette Jodikar, I don't come up with anything on the internet, but it could mean that the records are destroyed or I'm not looking in the right, correct website for it. And she was saying that she died in a plane crash. She was saying she came from the 1880s. Now, 1880, that's a long time ago, to die in a plane crash. And her spirit is in my house. And she's saying that I'm her daughter, but, you know, it's like if she was my mother, why don't I have memories of this person? Why don't I recognize her voice? And, it, you know,
wow.
I don't recognize the sound of her voice. It's not familiar to me, but I do believe in reincarnation. But, you know, the woman is here, and she's been earthbound for a long time now.
Wow. Well, let me ask you this. Can you...
And it was her that I was squawking at, Carrie.
Yeah, because I heard you fussing. What made you mad?
What made me mad is that her saying that I'm her daughter, but I think she's mistaken, because if I was her daughter, when I have some memory of her, this was
you'd be dead. You'd be an old woman.
Wouldn't I remember the sound of her voice if she was my mother?
Yeah, but
were you adopted?
I was adopted when I was a baby, but on my birth records, my mom's name is Donna Redmond. My birth mother's name is Donna Redmond.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Could you summon up someone, if I was to ask you, to bring someone back for me, like my grandmother, Irene? Could
no,
you call
I'm not,
them?
You know.
So if a person
you
came
can
to you...
You can call upon your grandma because you know her. But if it was me, she'd probably wonder, oh, well, who's this? But
a
you
medium,
could call upon her.
Facilitate
you
for someone else,
her.
You know. Because I see mediums on TV, they are bringing people together, you know, so why couldn't you do that?
Every medium is different. There's physical mediums, mental mediums, those kind of mediums that are considered trance mediums. Instead of saying mental mediums, they're considered trance mediums. There's physical mediums, trance mediums, psychic mediums. There's empaths. There's all kinds of people that have different abilities to what how they work. But I get a lot of spirits.
Okay,
when
you say you get a lot of spirits,
I don't consider summoning them, you know. They just come to me either in my sleep or waking hour. I might pick up on how they died, where they're at, who did what to whom kind of stuff, not what you think by summoning.
Okay.
So
well,
my abilities are different than someone else's.
Okay. Well, we need to take a little small break, and we'll be back in 2 and 2 with Jennifer and find out more about these mediums.
Controversial. Real. Unparalleled. Author is Terry E. Lyle has written an autobiography entitled Broken. Terry talks about overcoming her personal battle with suicide, being homeless, selling and using drugs, and living the life of a swinger. She found that with prayer and her belief in God is real, that she was blessed to overcome all adversity to becoming the woman and authoress she is today. The book is $20 and can be purchased through Amazon, Kindle, createspace.com, and from her own personal website at www.terrylyle.com. It's yours today. And make sure you tune in to hear Terry on Unmasked every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time on blogtalkradio.com. The number 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. And remember, through God's grace and mercy, all things are possible, for he would not leave you nor forsake you.
Just thrown away. I'm finally getting back to what I used to be. Shared my pain with my family. Think I'm on my way. I can sleep at night. I don't reach for you when I wake up. No. But it's taking some time. Can live my life without praying that we could make up. I'm moving on, I'm feeling strong inside, but sometimes I cry when I'm all alone with this heart of mine. Ooh, sometimes I cry. Oh, you've been gone for a long time.
and you'll both be happy. Yeah. Been long enough for me to take a look around. I met a girl, we've been hanging out. She's been good to me. But when we're making love, she don't take me there like you used to. And it hurts when I love, baby. Help me understand how to push you out, forget you, and let it go. Cause Lord knows I've tried, yeah, but sometimes I cry, baby. Baby, I've been hurting for a long, long time. You can hurt.
Trying to hide our feelings or try to be strong, and sometimes we mess up good relationships because we don't want to seem vulnerable to just open up and say, yeah, I need you in my life, can't do it without you, I messed up, or whatever the case may be, you know. And I like that song because when a man can sit there and open himself up and say, I don't care, I'm a man, but I'm going to cry, baby, because I need you in my life, that's what I'm talking about. But, you know, I like to thank all my listeners north to south and east to west who's tuning in with us tonight. And my guest tonight, Jennifer, is a medium, and she has been living in a haunted house for 17 years. Now, if you want to talk to her, you can call 347-945-6003 and hit the one key. Or you can just stay in the background and just listen. That's fine, too. But I'm going to turn this over real quick to my co-host, Strawberry. Strawberry, this is your opportunity. Oh, well, my co-host can't say anything. I had her on mute. Sorry about this, Strawberry.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so my question actually is, can you, just by talking to me, can you sense anything about me?
Jennifer, are you still there? Jennifer, see if your phone is on mute, Jennifer.
Jennifer?
Well, she's still on the switchboard, so I don't know what's going on with her. You know,
do you
maybe
have her
somebody.
Muted?
Oh no, I don't have her muted. I got her mic open, and I don't know what's going on. She tried to call me. Why is she trying to call me? I'm going to tell her to call back into the studio. Well, I can tell you what I sense about you, and I ain't no medium.
Okay.
I know you go for what you want, darling.
I know, that's right.
Yeah. So I don't know what happened to her. We lost our guest a few minutes ago, but hopefully she'll call back in. You know, but anyway, how's your day been today, darling?
Oh, it's been going pretty good. Very busy and tiring. Just glad to be off work.
Yeah, well, I'm sure everybody has had some dealing with someone from the spirit world, because I have.
Hello?
You? No?
Can you hear me, Terry? Jennifer?
Yeah, we thought we lost you, Jennifer.
Sorry. Somebody called.
Okay.
Somebody called on the other end. Sorry.
No problem, but my co-host had a question. She said she wanted to know, can you sense anything about her?
Did she have anyone in her family that died of cancer?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Okay, well, does that help you?
I'm sorry?
She said, does that help you? I think she wants something a little bit more detailed, Jennifer. Not, yeah, you know somebody died and had cancer. She wants something a little bit more detailed than that.
Right.
Okay, I thought this was a show about haunted houses.
Well, it is.
Okay.
Well, it is. I mean,
okay, well, that's the only thing that hit me off the head. That's the only thing that I got was somebody that died of cancer in her family. I mean, that was the only thing that came to me.
Well, how often do
I would have to, Terry, if you could send me her picture by mail, then maybe I could read her photo, because some mediums can be that way too. Read photos. She wouldn't have to pay me anything or anything like that. Just send me her photo in my mail.
Uh-huh.
My address is 1513 Amy Lane, Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, 55430. And you know what my name is, so send me her photo.
Okay, well, she'll have to go through the archives and get that again. But let me ask you this. You mean to tell me at no given time, how often do these ghosts come to you? I mean, does it come every day on holidays? I mean, how often did this occur? Or do they just talk to you, or do they make the bed feel like there's a depression? Do you hear noises? I mean, what's really going on?
I've heard noises before in my home. The other day I heard noises in the garage, and I said, Mom, are you out there? No response. And then I asked if my roommate was out there. No response. I went in the garage because I heard noises, and then there's nobody in there, but I heard the noises of clank, 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 like somebody was digging around with heavy machinery or tools or something, because that's what it sounded like. And then when I shut the door rattled like person's trying to get out, and I just said, well, you could float through the door. You don't need me to open up the door. Just float on through it. And then I didn't hear anything from that spirit, but yeah, they will make noises to let you know that they're there. And I've seen different apparitions on the property and in the house.
Okay, well,
everyone that's living has energy, a vibration. We all have chakras in our body, and we each have our own energy vibration by how we talk, our chakras in our body. We each give off a vibration that spirits can pick up on, besides someone being a medium.
Let me ask you this. My my grandson, when he'd be taking pictures of me a lot of times on Sundays before I go to church, he'd be saying that he see orbs in the background of my picture. And people always
yeah,
have
orbs.
Said, yeah,
orbs.
Light. Yes.
Orbs are spirits.
Uh-huh.
Trying to manifest around you. But they might show up in white orbs or colored orbs, because I've gotten that too as well in my home, orbs.
Uh-huh.
Around me or near the cat.
So
I have a calico cat. Her name's Lila, age 9.
Okay, Strawberry.
Okay. Actually, two questions came to mind. The first one is, in living in this kind of house, now, if you have guests coming over to come and visit you and stuff, do they kind of get a sense of something around them, or is it just mainly you that gets that sense?
I've had the spirit get mad and upset over certain things going on in the house. Like if somebody's negative or judgmental towards me, then the spirit will tend to be negative or judgmental because of something that they heard or felt in the air. Because when someone yells at someone else, there's energy in the air that they could pick up on, and they know when somebody's upset or mad. The spirits here know that when somebody's upset or mad, they know it.
Okay, so, all right. So when you're in the house and everything, do you actually? I know you say you hear the spirits and stuff, but do you actually like literally kind of see them? And do you see them like in an angel form or in a regular person form, or like how do you visually see these spirits?
A regular form, like how they might have looked when they were alive, living. And
wow.
This lady comes from the 1800s. She's got a long dress that goes down to the ankles, and then she wears up those lace-up booties that they had back in the 1800s, and high collars and the bonnet type. You know, the bonnets that they wore back in the 1800s?
Right. But let me
yeah.
ask you this.
That's
how,
her clothing.
So how do you actually see these? Because me, I'm very curious, and if I did see a bejesus out of me, but how would I be able to, if I wanted to see an actual spirit, how would I be able to do that?
Do you want to?
I think so. I would do like.
You go right ahead with your bad self.
It'll probably scare
well,
me from it, though.
Okay,
yeah.
if your grandson is taking photographs of these orbs and you see the orbs on the pictures, then you're already looking at the spirit trying to manifest. And maybe keep looking at the orbs and just say out loud, you know, I would like to see you, you know, and hopefully that spirit will make an appearance to you.
Okay, well, that's for me.
Maybe
I don't want nothing.
Maybe the spirit already manifests to your grandson.
Okay, okay.
Maybe that's
why
he's taking photographs.
I don't want to see that. That's Strawberry talking now. I don't want to see nothing. So don't even tell me about no, say I want to see, I don't want to see nothing. Stay in the background of pictures. Strawberry wants to talk to a spirit, not Terry Law. No, 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 no.
Now, I might be having a slow moment right now, but what exactly is the whatchamacallit that you said? It's the, tell you say your grandson saw
Little circles of light in your picture where there's no light.
Oh, okay.
See,
well,
orbs,
anyone can look up spirit orbs on the internet and get insight. If they've seen round orbs in their house or outside, then they could look up on the internet, you know, spirit orbs. And on the internet, there's many different websites where they could view spirit orbs that other people have taken.
either outside or in their house. And that right there is viewing the spirit.
Okay.
But only in orb fashion. But they will appear as orb or full figured apparition. It really depends on how they want you to see them as. Not something that the medium can do, but it's something that the spirit does. Well, and show you how they.
But you haven't answered Strawberry's question. She wants to know how she can see him. I don't want to know that. Jennifer, did you hear what I said?
Yep. Yeah,
yeah, she wants to know, not me. How can she see spirit worlds?
How can you see spirit worlds? I mean, there's spirit worlds here on Earth, up in heaven. Like if somebody had a near-death experience and you saw heaven, well, that's seeing a spirit world.
No. Maybe I'm saying it
heaven.
Wrong. No, Jennifer, that's not what she's saying. Strawberry wants to know, how can she speak to a spirit? She ain't trying to see heaven. She ain't trying to see that. She want to be able to communicate herself with a spirit entity. You know,
and I actually
that's what she wants to know.
Too.
I don't want to know that.
Well, just make sure how you do it, because once you do it, it opens the door to where other bad negative energies can latch onto you. So you got to be careful on how you
really do that.
That's
what she's asking,
really,
you know. That's what I asked you, and you haven't answered that question. That's what she's asking you. How does she get a chance to do that?
Okay, anybody that has died in her family, she could just openly talk to them and ask them to come to her to where she could see them.
But
I've done it before.
Because I think I remember at one point.
Did y'all hear that noise? What was that noise?
Spirit in the background.
Spirit in the background. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. Oh, no. Cover me with the blood of the Lamb. Oh, no. Tell that spirit, keep on moving. Ooh, that's nasty.
Oh, my gosh. Terry.
Oh, Lord.
That was the spirit in the garage. Because I was sitting out here with the garage door open. Both doors are open. And that's the noise that I heard in the garage. And I'm sitting out here talking about spirits. I don't know.
Okay.
You got any more questions?
No, because I actually...
Maybe the spirit was mad over the question and made a noise. They make noises. I've heard knocking noises. I've heard them ring the doorbell half a dozen times. I go to the door and there's nobody there, but yet I have heard the bell ring. Knocking on the wall. Them taking small objects like coins or keys, which is poltergeist activity. When they take a small object and you don't see it for a while and then they put it back to a different location where you didn't put it. And then you might hear noises. You might hear noises like you just heard.
Well, Strawberry, you can entertain whatever you want, but I ain't trying to entertain.
But they're not going to come to me, though, because I remember at one point, I remember asking a particular family member to make themselves known to me, and they have passed on, and they haven't done it. And I'm not sure if they feel that they do, that they would scare me or what.
Maybe they think that you'd be scared.
Well, yeah, I kind of would, but at the same time, I still want to see them again.
Girl,
okay,
you better take your ass to a damn movie and see Wish Upon, or see some damn movie about which ghosts and leave that shit alone. You don't want that shit coming to you, girl, but leave that alone.
So you got me peeping over my doorway now. Lord.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Girl, I wouldn't do that at all. Leave that shit alone. Don't entertain nothing.
Yeah, I don't think
like
you
want to say.
I don't think you want to stay at my house, lady.
Oh, I know. I wouldn't want to stay at your house. Forget that. It wouldn't happen.
I wouldn't mind staying at your house, though. One night.
There's good spirits, and then there's, you know, just crabby, cranky ones, you know, like the one you just heard.
That was a cranky one?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't it sound kind of messed up to you? I could figure that out.
I didn't even hear it.
Shit, it was, oh, God, Lord. Well, I heard it, and I hope that they ain't trying to give me no message, because I ain't trying to start no stuff. I ain't trying to be part of that. You know, this all Strawberry, Dr. Terry Lyle. Y'all can stay where y'all want to. Stay over at Jennifer House. Stay put. Don't come here. I ain't interested. Girl.
Wait, I did hear something.
Lord have mercy.
Okay, I did hear that part.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, you heard it, didn't you, Terry?
I heard it real loud, and I ain't like it.
Maybe they're trying to say hi to you, Terry.
Say what?
Maybe they're trying to say hi to you.
They ain't got to say hi to me. Fucking mail a damn letter. I ain't even concerned. Oh, oh, no. Oh, my goodness, no. Forget that mess. Mm-mm. Well, you know, Jennifer, is there something that you would like to say? Tell people how to get a hold of you and how much it costs for your readings and all that good stuff. Because unless Strawberry got some more crazy question to ask, because I suggest, like, go to the movie and see dead people, you know.
I have no more questions.
Well, you know, look, in my family, some people understand, and then other people in my family don't understand. Because I've had people in my family that have known me all my life think something's wrong with me or that, you know, and nothing is. It's just my abilities that they're not understanding. There's people that understand it and then people that don't understand it. So I've had to face many different groups of people, those that understand it and those that don't. And the ones that don't understand, well, you know, it's like talking to a brick wall sometimes. And
well, call me a rock. I don't want to understand. Call me a rock, baby, because, whew, Lord have mercy. I don't want to hear noises. I don't want to see that. You know, I don't mind having guardian angels protecting me from all hurt, harm, and danger, that kind of thing. But I don't want nobody coming to talk to me. I don't want nobody sitting on the bed where I'm at and I don't see nobody else. Because I'm like the old movies back a long time ago when a person gets scared, all you see is their eyeballs and everything. I don't play all that. I don't want that. You know, I'm not in that spirit realm, so I don't want that coming back at me. You know what I'm saying? I need to stay here.
Well,
in this. And they stay in
the spirit world could. The spirit world could be anywhere. Because I could be laying down sleeping and a spirit come to me in my sleep telling me how he or she died and who did what to whom and where their body is and trying to explain that and trying to explain
that
to the cops. They don't, some cops don't understand that, but you know, it would have been really nice to see like a medium working with the police for the greater good to solve certain cases. There wouldn't be anything wrong with that, but here in Minnesota, the cops just look at you funny. And I have enough info, but it's like they don't even bother working with a medium. And people's cold cases are on the back burner. And that's really sad. Because that's somebody's family member. Somebody's family waiting for info, and somebody could be missing, and you know, and the cops are trained in a certain way, but, and then mediums are just using their abilities. They're not trained by anyone, but you know, they're just using their abilities.
Wow.
So I've had a lot of spirits come to me that have been killed by someone. And that are laying out, like in the woods or something, and I go to tell the cops the info, and they don't look, and they could if they wanted to.
Wow.
And that somebody's family laying out there, you know, whoever it is, male, female. But I've had mostly children and women come at me that have been killed by someone, boyfriend,
so are you
husband,
that you do a, lot of help
a stranger.
Help locating people.
I would have liked to have done that, a medium working with the police. I would have liked to do that. But the police around here, they're so stickler that they don't want a medium to help them out on any freaking case.
Well, Strawberry, is there anything that you would like to ask my guests? Because we're running on good time here, and we'll be winding this up shortly because we got about 9 minutes on the clock.
Can spirits actually harm you?
Hell yeah,
they
can tell you that.
They can if they're negative. If they're a demon, they can. Mm-hmm. If they're just a negative, crabby spirit, they can. It really depends on what happened to them and why they're crabby or why they're evil. But, yeah, they can.
But
that's
really.
Never happened to me where I've gotten sick from one, but it has happened to other people.
But how do you get one of those crappy spirits? Like, how... Like, what do you have to do in order to get... I mean, I don't want them. I'm just saying, like, how do you end up getting them?
Anyone that's negative or judgmental in today's society can have a spirit latch onto them. If they're negative, if they're judgmental, it could happen. It is better
let me
to
just say, let me just say this,
it is
Jennifer,
better to
Strawberry.
Stay positive...
Okay,
but
let me
stay
just say
positive
this.
In one's life.
Jennifer,
say,
let me say this. Strawberry, you better stop messing around trying to see spirits and want to know how can you attract one. Like I said, you take your little happy ass to the movie and watch a scary show and bring your behind home with some popcorn you didn't eat. But see, when you open that door, like Jennifer told you, you might open that door to one of your relatives who's passed on, but you might open that door to a negative entity who's trying to come back through you and be a possession. You best don't mess with that crap, girl. Leave that alone. Like I said, you know, I got the blood of the lamb all the way around my house, all upon me. I ain't playing that. I don't care. I don't want to know none of that. I just want to know how you lived in a house for 17 years that's haunted. Because the first time I heard noise, my ass was boogie, boogie, boogie down the road. You know, I can't do it.
Yes,
I don't want that gift. I'm glad I don't have that gift. No. But
you,
anyway.
You a good one. Okay, I couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it either. But anyway,
I'm just
Jennifer,
curious, that's all.
Well, you better stop being curious because you're going to open that door, I'll see your damn head spin around on your damn back and shit, and we'll be reading about you in the paper. Local girl in the D.C. area got possessed, you know, in the Catholic Church, don't want to touch her because that's a no-no in 2017, you know, and all of a sudden a family member's appealing. Uncle, you better leave that shit alone. You better stop.
Only my trigger. I never thought that all this stuff was real. I thought all this was just make believe.
Oh, it's real. It's real. Trust and believe. It's real.
It's not make believe. You know, I dare anybody come over to my house, set foot in my house, come into my house and sit down and see what you see and see what you get.
Well, I can honestly
I
say
dare
Jennifer,
anybody come over to my house and just hang out with me for a couple hours. And people that have hung out with me a couple hours, they've seen spirits. They've heard them and felt them around. And they got spooked and they left.
Have
and
they been back?
Like,
some people
Jennifer,
have
really
come
okay?
back to visit me and some people haven't.
But Jennifer, are you really okay with this, though?
Well, it's where I live. They haven't done anything to hurt me. that more or less they've protected me, except for was that Jodhikar, who's a crabby spirit, but she's a crabby spirit for the fact she died in a plane crash. Her life was taken away from her, died in a plane crash. She's trying to find her family, which I'm sure her family is up in heaven waiting for her, but she's stuck down here, earthbound spirit.
Well, you better tell them follow the light.
Yeah, well, I've told her many times to go to the light, but she'd rather stay earthbound.
Well, sweetheart, it's been a pleasure having you here on this Friday evening with me and Strawberry. So is there any website, phone number, or any thing you want to share with people, how to reach you and what your fee is for your services and stuff before we get off the air?
Yeah, my email is jennifermoll05_gmail, and they could just send the info to my email, and I'll contact them by their email.
Okay, well,
and my address,
it wasn't clear. It's Jennifer Moe, M-O-E, and what else did you say?
05_05.
You say 0534?
No, it's Jennifer Moe 05_gmail is my email.
Okay.
And my address, postal address, is 1513 Amy Lane, Brooklyn Center, Minnesota 55430.
Okay, well, I so appreciate you being here tonight, and we're going to take this home tonight with an old tune by the Intruders. I want to know your name. People, all of a sudden now they want to call in and talk. It's too late for all that. Jennifer, thank you for spending the time with me and Strawberry tonight, and you have a blessed week that's coming in, and you take care, and be good over the weekend.
Yeah, you too, Carrie.
Call
you later.
Good night.
Night.
I want to know your name. Ooh, you look so good. I want to know your name. What's your name, baby? I'd love you if I could.
Tell me your name.
Please tell me your
name. I want just look like something I can settle down with. Let me introduce myself. My name is Lil Sonny. I drive a little red Volkswagen. I like to go horseback riding. I like all kind of sweets, cupcakes, crepes, and things like that. This is why I can't help but notice me. Just a jazzy, jazzy old baby. Come on, can I have this dance? Something as groovy as this, we got to dance. Lord have mercy. Am I holding you too tight? I'm sorry, excuse me. I ain't gonna get too close. When are you gonna tell me your name? Please tell me your name. I'm just gonna have to grab you and hold you a little closer. So I just got to. Lord, have mercy. Perhaps we'll go in town, have a little bite to eat, and then maybe go and take in a little movie. And afterwards, I'll just drop you at the doorstep and give you a little kiss. Oh, I just, there's so many things that we could do if you could tell me your name. I'm not even married. Are you married? Yeah.